Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to Monday, January 25th. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, and I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Hope you're all staying safe, and hope you all had a lovely weekend, and we did, and we watched Tom Brady beat the Packers, so I'm pretty happy, and for those of you in Green Bay, wait till next year. What can I tell you? I should say in Wisconsin. I know it goes further than Green Bay. Anyway, that puts it all in perspective. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Now we're part of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. That's over at ACE-ed.org, ACE-ed.org. It's a good website for you to remember. Go over there if you're in education. Please join with us, okay, in our industry-supported consortium for equity. It's free to educators because the industry supports it. You'll enjoy our magazine over there. It's an online journal called Equity and Access. We have a new issue coming out this week for January, February. So please go over, check out the current issue. We'll, of course, archive that over there. You'll see where we do that. But the current issue has all the champions of equity, the first time we ever did that. It got just rave reviews, just wonderful people that we were able to honor within education as champions of equity. We continue that with a few more in this next issue, and as I say, it'll be up over at ace-ed.org. There's an icon there for podcasts. If you click through on that, you'll see our schedule for the week, and you'll also see all the shows that we've done over the last month or so. We go back much, much further with the archives. So please enjoy everything we do and join with us over at ace-ed.org, the American Consortium for Equity in Education. You can follow me. All the icons are over there for the consortium. If you want to follow me, okay, it's at EduTalk Radio on Twitter and Larry Jacobs on both LinkedIn and Facebook. Okay, so please enjoy. What can I tell you? We also have Facebook over at Education Talk Radio. I got a lovely show for you today. Okay, I'm going to bring her on right now and introduce her at the same time. We have Kristen Kane. Kristen is the executive VP of Nickelodeon's the TV network Digital Learning Service, which I think has been around for a while. She's going to explain this. It's called Noggin, but they're doing more with it. And I was given the opportunity to interview her today, so we're going to do that. She comes from, she's not a TV star. She comes from a long education role in the New York City Department of Education, also at the FCC, which I love because they handle all the broadband and all that stuff. So let's learn about Noggin together as a we'll be Noggin together as I welcome Kristen. Hello, Kristen. It's Larry here.
Hi, Larry. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
I know your phone, but I meant where geographically.
I am calling from New York City right now, but I have to echo your shout out to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as I'm a native Floridian.
There you go. Okay. And I live in Maine, so we're New England Patriots fans. Okay. And of course, we were saddened by the fact that Brady went to Tampa, okay? But by the same token, I think everybody in New England's mad at the Patriots, but really happy for Brady, okay? And we'll see what happens. It's going to be a lot of fun. Are you from Tampa area? Florida's big.
Yes, I am from a city called Lakeland. Just east of Tampa, not far away.
Sure.
But my grandmother was just the most devoted fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. She's no longer with us, but smiling down upon Tampa Bay. So.
But she is smiling down on Tampa Bay. Whether she's with us here on Earth or not, she's smiling down on the Buccaneers, Tom Brady.
Exactly.
Okay. It's absolutely unbelievable. Quite a feat, I got to tell you, at age 43. Okay. Unbelievable. All right. What can I say? All right. All right, so you're with the New York City Department of Education, the FCC. Perfect to go into Nickelodeon. How long have you been with Nickelodeon and Noggin, Kristen?
Almost 2 years at Nickelodeon, leading up the team at Noggin. Yes,
cool.
after many different experiences in education.
Doing what? Did I cover them? New York City? Okay,
yes,
and FCC?
No,
I love that.
Exactly, and a little bit in ed tech as well. Worked for a number of years at a company called Amplify, doing digital curriculum for K-12 as well.
I know Amplify well, Catherine McCoy, and my friend Molly McHugh. I don't know if you know them, but
I certainly do. Great, huge fans of all of their work. They're fantastic.
They have a great reputation that is well deserved. So it's nice to know that you worked with them. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So now you work with Noggin, and my kids are long gone. Okay, they're much older. Okay, the Nickelodeon's gang. So I'm not. I used to be about 12,000 years ago, but. Tell us about Noggin. I think it's been if I read everything right, it's been around for a while, but it's in the process of change to be more in line with learning needs. Help me out there if I'm right or wrong.
Yes.
You're on.
Yes.
Go.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So Noggin, as a brand, if you will, was born a couple of decades ago. It was a joint venture between Nickelodeon and the Children's Broadcasting Network, and it was meant to be a 24-hour-a-day channel that delivered educational media to kids, building on the great success of Sesame, for example. And it was really well-regarded. It ended up focusing on the preschool-age audience, and it was one of the first children's media endeavors to think about media on the TV as a complement to a digital experience. Now, back then, it was about websites and very, very limited interactivity, of course, and what would happen on cable. And over time, it's evolved quite a bit, and it was reborn in Nickelodeon about 5 years ago as a mobile experience for kids. So many of our subscribers access Noggin through an app. Quite a few subscribers access Noggin through channels on their connected TVs and devices, whether that's through Amazon or Roku or Apple. So we are now delivered to kids and families in almost any conceivable way, given the way the media industry works these days. But fundamentally, we are working toward the same goals, which is to bring high-quality, learning-led content to kids and families.
Right, and when you say kids and families, that can go anywhere from in education, from I'll say the earliest, like age 2 through age 18 to 20, if I may. Okay?
True.
If you want to carry.
Yes, go ahead.
You know where I'm going.
We are very
narrow it
focused
down.
On the early childhood. So we serve children as young as 2. Our sweet spot is kind of upper 3s and 4-year-olds. And we have children as old as 7 and 8 in our experiences. So it's young children for sure. And our work has, prior to my arrival at Nickelodeon, was really about bringing these characters that captivate kids to life for children. And my mandate as Noggin is evolving, as you noted earlier, is really so we know kids love these characters and these storylines, but can we put them to work and really move the needle on kids' learning and development? That's what we're up to.
That's a great way to say that. I love the way you said that. And by the way, we're talking about, and help me if I'm wrong, I'm on the website. Again, I'm out of this realm of Nickelodeon. Help me. We're talking about famous stuff. I actually know some of these. Paw Patrol, right?
Good.
I'm reading this. I'm not that bright. Okay. Peppa Pig, I never heard of. Bubble Guppies, I never heard of. Okay, that doesn't mean anything because if I heard of them, I'd be in a nursing home. Okay, Peppa Pig, I'd be watching them for no reason. Okay, Paw Patrol, the sport for the kids. Dora the Explorer, now that I certainly know, right?
Yes, also remember Blue's Clues, perhaps?
Oh, sure.
Depending on the age of your kids. So there's been a lot of development.
If my kids are still watching Blue's Clues, we've got serious challenges.
Right.
No offense. It's a wonderful show, but you know, you get the point.
I understand.
Yeah.
But many kids who grew up on that are now having children of their
own.
And
course.
There are new. So it's giving these shows and characters new life in many ways. So that's a lot of what we're doing. Plus new additions like the very popular Paw Patrol, as you noted.
Yeah, Right, and I don't know who Peppa Pig is, but we'll move on for the my question. Right, I do like that though. And there's a couple other things. You know, this has always been fun, and all of these programs always had little lessons to be learned. Let's be honest. Okay, mm-hmm. They all do. They're not that ever since even I was a kid. Okay, they try to at least make some kind of lesson out of it. Okay,
yeah.
But we know a heck of a lot more now than we did back then, and even a year ago, and the world has changed certainly over the past year, and obviously you guys are aware of that because you're making these changes now. You're putting these characters to work. I love the way you said that, okay? Besides entertaining, and besides, I think, the light way they give lessons, what's changing to make it more, if I may, educational?
Sure. We have a team of extraordinarily talented creative folks who are just really exceptional at creating animated short-form videos and interactive experiences and games. And what we have been doing over the past couple of years is pairing those creative teams up with curriculum development and child development experts who deeply understand what it means for a child to deepen social and emotional development, cognitive flexibility, and everything associated mm-hmm, with executive mm-hmm. function, which we know mm-hmm. has huge impact on lifetime learning. Certainly basics and literacy and math, but we're really focused on the whole child, human development, including physical well-being as well. So all of these dimensions really go into the beginning of our content development process now. We don't have advisors at the end kind of checking the final product to make sure it is okay. We are starting from the intention of the learning objective. We want the kid to experience and achieve, and then mobilizing the creative teams around that. So we've really reverse engineered the creative process. I would say that's mm-hmm. The easiest way to explain it, and
good way to say it.
The partnership between our learning team and the creative team is a really deep and iterative one, and it's been important, and we're starting to see some positive indications that it's beginning to work.
Of course it's beginning to work. Obviously, you've got experts working on it and good creative and all that sort of stuff. All right, so obviously it's beginning to work. Are you keeping track of this educationally? Okay,
mm-hmm.
remember, the reason I'm asking, we're Education Talk Radio, we're talking to educators,
sure.
okay,
yeah.
and which is important for you guys. And, you know, I talk to superintendents and early learning folks all over the country all the time, and
mm-hmm.
They're very, very concerned about pre-kindergarten and getting kids ready to come into school, okay? And it's a real equity challenge. We'll talk about that in a few seconds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How are you measuring, if you are, what you're – and I realize you have good – I know you have good people working for you. Believe me, I know that. But is there a measure or a way that we can reach out to school districts now and say, hey, reach out to the families and get them watching this stuff? You know what I mean.
It is.
Yeah.
I do. It is such
the science of education behind
exactly.
your wonderful programming. There you go.
Exactly.
I'm moving my arms now. Go ahead. Yeah.
I know. It is such a great question, Larry. It is the fundamental question that's animating really everything we do. So the short answer is yes, we are working so hard to do this. Obviously, within the very important framework of
mm-hmm.
COPPA. We want, you know, children's privacy
Good.
Is of utmost importance to
Thank
us,
you.
And we
Thank
are
you.
A consumer endeavor. So it is critical that we explain to families, parents, what we are offering, and then give them the ability to opt in or not to
mm-hmm.
this kind of these kinds of insights about where their
mm-hmm.
child is and these different skill areas and what might be beneficial to them
wow.
next. So the onus is really on us, since we are not a school provider, to convince families that what we have is of high quality and make sure that they have – that we inspire trust in them, because we take this extremely seriously. So that's one
Oh,
thing.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do.
And, oh, good. And then the second is what kind of measure? And in throughout my career, whether it's been in the public sector or the private sector, the question of how we look at child development and readiness for school across these domains, not just pre-literacy, pre-math, but social and emotional readiness and the ability to focus and concentrate and be ready to learn. You know, everyone is still craving this this measure that doesn't, there's no universal single measure, but what we have mapped out are these very thoughtful learning trajectories based on all of the work that is done through the National Head Start Association, and we benchmark each of these experiences in our content, particularly the interactive experiences, to those trajectories, and then try to have a feedback loop with the kids. So we're watching what they're doing and how they're responding and where they go from point A to point B, so we can follow them and give them the next best experience for wherever they are.
And Kristen, you brought up something interesting, and I want to make this point. I want you to make it, okay? A lot of what you're doing, and I want you to explain a little deeper, please, is interactive.
Yeah.
Okay? Which is an incredibly important term in the context of what we're saying. Okay, and I loved what you said about the privacy. I thought that was great. And you're a former FCC person, so you certainly know about that.
Yes.
Okay, so I know you're managing it quite well. All right, without even knowing you that well, I know you're managing it quite well. Okay, but talk about the interactivity of all this. And just get a little more detail so people understand this. Okay, go ahead.
Sure. It comes in multiple forms in Noggin. So our interactive experience is the simplest way to think of it would be as learning games. So some of these learning games may be quick experiences. We call them snacks. So a brief interactive where we may tee up a challenge or a riddle or a question or something amusing to captivate the child and then have them have a quick interactive moment that could be art they're creating on their own or music. So we have open-ended interactives, and we also have more traditional, like you have a question and we have a question for the child and we'll give the child a set of answers and they'll choose what they want to choose to unlock something. We try to make learning as much of an adventure and as playful as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We also have interactive storybooks. So the traditional ebook. So you can read stories in Noggin. Noggin can read to the child. You can have a little bit, we're trying to create moments where there's dialogic reading, and a very important part of our strategy is to engage families, parents, and caregivers if they are so inclined. So we think of co-play a lot as a possible opportunity in the future where we try to engage families as much as possible, as much as they're interested in understanding what their tiny child is doing on the screen and being a part of it, and then taking those interactive experiences on the screen off of the screen. So turn off the screen.
Oh.
Go play something on the floor.
I like
it. Go sing a song. Go have a conversation, and really helping parents know how to connect what a child just learned on the screen to something that might be happening in the kitchen or in the car is really a big goal of ours.
Excellent. By the way, interactivity, I have to bring this up, and I know you're much younger than I am, and this always makes me laugh. The old interactivity when I was a kid was something called Winky Dink. Do you know what that is?
I do. Vaguely.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing was it was a cartoon, and there was a character called Winky Dink, okay?
Yes.
And Winky Dink, like, would get to a mountain, and he would have to cross on a bridge, but there was no bridge to the next mountain. So they invited the kids to buy a Winky Dink screen that covered your TV set. And then the child, interactively, could draw a bridge so that Winky Dink could cross to the other side of the mountain. Is this making sense so far? The problem was, including in my case, that my parents never bought me the Winky Dink kit. But still, I was watching Winky Dink along with zillions of other kids, and so I would just draw on the TV screen.
So fascinating. Yeah. You know, I'm just looking at it here on the screen, and it is from CBS, and now we're part of the CBS family. I'm going to go look it up in the archives. That's really great.
Yeah, it was the first real TV interactivity. It didn't work well because I'm sure a lot of kids got punished for taking a crayon and drawing on their TV screen. Okay, it was pretty funny. Okay, when you think back, it was a good idea going wrong. Yours is much, much better. I notice here on the website, which I have not given, I apologize, noggin.com, mm-hmm. N-O-G-G-I-N, noggin.com. It says start your free trial. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the equity side and all that sort of thing. Is there a charge for it? I have to ask.
Yes, it is. It's a paid subscription service for families mm-hmm. who can afford it, and that subscription is on a monthly basis. And it's $7.99 to access all of mm-hmm. the library of Nick Jr. shows that we have available, mm-hmm. plus the books and interactives. Now, we do have programs in place that we do in partnership with big national service providers, nonprofit organizations, to provide that subscription free of charge to families in need. And that's been a big part of our...
I was going to go there. Yeah.
Oh, good. Particularly when the lockdowns in the Northeast began back in March, we were scrambling for just any kind of meaningful response that Noggin and Nickelodeon more broadly could have that would support families. And so we have now over 24 big partners. Our largest ones, our first book, you may know, the National Head Start Association, and we're working hard to give it away to any true organizations.
That's wonderful. I did want to ask that because it says start your free trial, so we had to ask that here. And again, it's noggin.com. I think, and the way you, on our prep sheet, okay, mm-hmm. Racial justice has become part of what you're doing and what many, many, many places like you folks are doing, okay, infusing content with social emotional learning and also stuff that emphasizes diversity, if I may, and equity, which we so believe in, and inclusion. Do you want to talk about that? The specific examples, and I think that is key stuff, okay, and I know you guys are working on it all the time, but go ahead.
Absolutely. We are working really, really hard on it, particularly in our new creative development. So we create these short form, they're almost mini series of episodes of shows, and working with creators of color and really inspiring artists. We have a very exciting new mini show coming out called Rhymes Through Time, celebrating the African American experience. And it's like miniature Hamilton for preschools. And we're working with Chris Jackson from the Hamilton cast. It's really fun, and focusing on heroes like Ruby Bridges and Thurgood Marshall. I'll send you the link when it's ready. It'll be coming out later this month, February, actually. But we're really being intentional
It's almost February. Today's January 25th. It's almost February.
I have another – the team's got another week or so to polish it up. But it's a good example of one of a number, just an array of new creative projects we're undertaking that celebrate diversity and help children get comfortable with their own identity, whatever that may be, and then expose them to just this tapestry that is our country and world, and, you know, really emphasizing generosity and respect and kindness and just the values that we hold dear as a country. It's very important to us. So we're doing a lot of that.
Good. That's excellent. And it's so important. And, you know, it's been, it took some bad stuff. Okay. Like George mm-hmm. Floyd, the George Floyd murder, et cetera, to really open up that door for us from the opening of a crack it was to wide open. And it's so important to take mm-hmm. all this seriously, because not only is it important for, I'll say, black kids or Latino kids, you know, to see themselves identified on screen, but it's also important for everyone else to see them doing
Absolutely.
Exactly the same things that everybody else is doing. That there really
Absolutely.
Is no difference. And it's just so important. I'm so glad you're working on that type of thing. And, you know, it's just incredible. By the way, you did use a I have to congratulate you. You gave me a new acronym, BIPOC, or BLAPOC.
Yes.
Right. I had to look that one up.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's the new thing. But it is such a privilege for us to be working with young children in particular,
yeah,
because you know, we take very seriously this responsibility of helping to nurture the next generation of leaders.
You have the background to do that. And actually, you bring up an interesting point. I know you're a consumer company,
mm-hmm.
okay? But let's face it, in all honesty, you have educational stuff here. And
yeah.
every school district, literally every school district in the country, is working with their community in terms of getting kids ready for kindergarten, pre-kindergarten, early learning, whatever the heck you want to call it, okay?
Yes.
And I'm just curious, and you know this, Krista, but I'm just curious, okay? And I'm so glad we're doing this show because this is helping. But are you guys reaching out as well beyond consumer? Are you
mm-hmm.
reaching out, okay, to school districts? And maybe you go to some conferences when there were conferences, okay, like
yes.
NAICI. And, do you know NAICI? N-A-U-I-C?
Yes. Yes,
okay, there
yes,
you go.
Yes, absolutely.
But just talk about how you're reaching out to schools, because what you're doing is important for schools to know, because as schools reach out to young families, moms and dads, they're telling them how to get their kids ready for kindergarten. This is a good way to do it. Just talk about that reach out you're doing.
Absolutely. We are just beginning that outreach in earnest, Larry. We have received a number of inbound calls, especially this year, from school districts, just to our customer support line saying, help, can we have this content for our children? And we are partnering with whomever we can on that front, again, as part of Noggin Cares. But we're being more strategic as well around, we have a partnership with the Appletree Institute, which is a network of charter schools in the Washington, D.C. area. And we're really trying to do a hybrid learning model with them. So Noggin is freely available to all of their children. We're trying to curate our content with their curriculum called Every Child Ready, and then Sparkler, which is a nonprofit I founded many years ago, that is part of our work tangentially, is a parent-facing tool. So we're really focused on what would it mean if the teacher's curriculum and experience they're offering kids in the classroom were aligned and connected with the support for the parents at home and that
mm-hmm.
the child was enjoying as entertainment after school. So what would it mean if all of that came together and with intentionality for kids? Could we move the needle on learning outcomes and opportunity? And that's what we're involved in right now with a lot of academics taking a look at it too. So we'll have some real research to show. So more to come on that.
That's really cool. Would you consider yourself, and this is interesting, only because we have our American Consortium for Equity in Education, okay, and that's our
mm-hmm.
website, which is ace-ed.org.
Yes.
And do you guys, and I always like to ask you, can you position yourselves in that equity environment? I think you can.
Well, we
do you feel like you can?
Certainly feel that way. We take it as a huge priority of ours, and our great ambition is to have a meaningful impact in the public sector. So we think it's complementary. We feel like there's a lot of resources and talent in the private sector, and if we're thoughtful and strategic, we can bring those to bear in the public as well to serve these broader goals of equity that aren't just about profit but are much more about impact.
I love that.
And
thank you.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, and you answered that question perfectly. Thank you, Krista. That was exactly what I was hoping you were going to say, and you came through like a champ.
Oh, good.
Okay, I mean, really, I kind of knew the answer, but I wanted you to articulate it. This is great stuff, and I wish you the best. Can we stay in touch on all this sort of thing?
I would be delighted. Yes,
okay.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm going to send you a link to the show. Feel free to use it any way you want. We get the word out there to schools, at school districts, and early learning educators, because This is key stuff in this day and age to have access, okay, to this kind of thing. It's especially these days. It's so darn important. And with a big name like Nickelodeon behind you, how can you go wrong?
Oh, we agree. Thank you so much, Larry. I enjoyed it.
Kristen, thank you. Okay, I enjoyed it too. Stay safe in New York City. Okay, we'll be in touch.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Sounds great. Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, Kristen Kane. Okay, Kristen's wonderful. And again, she's a wonderful background in education. Now she's the executive VP of Noggin, which is Noggin.com. Which is Nickelodeon's digital learning service. Cool stuff. I really like it, okay? Great. Check it all out. They tweet over at Noggin Kids if you want to follow them on Twitter, that sort of thing. And we'll archive the show over at ace-ed.org. Join with us for Equity. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks, Kristen. Take care, everybody.